Brown's budget acts also swung heavily in the direction of higher education. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman Lopez has more.
The governor is proposing a nearly $1.5 billion cut to California public education, to be split in roughly equal amounts between the University of California, the Cal State schools, and the state's 112 community colleges. K-12 schools would be spared, pending a statewide ballot measure to extend some taxes. At Saddleback College in Orange County, spokeswoman Jenny McHugh suggested that's unfair.
The college is, understands that the state absolutely needs to balance its budget, but wants to make sure that the California community colleges are only being asked to contribute their fair share, especially in light of the fact that the K-12 has been held harmless from cuts.
School districts have suffered plenty, says Mark Skvarna, superintendent of Baldwin Park Unified in East Los Angeles County.
I actually believe that if you look at the past few years, that we've certainly paid our fair share of this budget deficit. And to save K-12 education, it's a breath of fresh air for us.
The president of the University of California called Brown's proposed education cuts a sad day for the state. The UC and Cal State systems said enrollment caps and cuts in classes were likely if the legislature signs off on the governor's proposal. But that's a ways away. UC Riverside's chancellor said he'll call on the university community to tell legislators to soften the blow. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman Lopez in Los Angeles.